Rabbi Nyman asked me to interrupt the conversation discussion in regards to Hilchos Purim to discuss the issue which we discussed. It's become a Rene Chazaka. This time of year, we discuss, go through some of the halachas, the issue of gambling, betting, etc. Where does the Torah halachic stance on the issue? So obviously, the halachic stance on the issue is the Ben Torah Re'enim Sichli Rochus a few years ago spoke about this issue, and he pointed out that the Ben Torah should not be involved in any type of betting, gambling, anything of that sort. So obviously, that is correct. There is a Shulchan Aruch which points out that the Shulchan Aruch itself points out after the whole discussion whether it's mutter, it's aser, etc. He says even if you meet all the criteria, you're dealing with betting with a non-Jew and there's no issue of gzela, etc. It's still bittul zman and it's not something a person should be involved in. There is a Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos which points out that everybody agrees that it's also to do it. We'll see the Machlok, see the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. If he did it, is he called a gazlan? Is he possible aedis? But everybody agrees that it's also to do it between two Jews. It's not a question that it's also, and that's clear that it's also. The question is B, if a person did it, does he have a status of a gazlan? Is he therefore possible aedis? Or is he considered not a gazlan and he's kosher aedis? Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simon Shinayan that the law of a person two Jews, a person gambles, bets, they play a game of cards, dice, whatever it is. If he takes the money from the loser, so he's considered a gazlan, he's posel eidus. Again, if you gamble and you don't collect the money, that's not a problem. If you want to collect the money, so that's going to be, you have a loch of a gazlan. The Ramah says that there are scenarios where that would not be true. The Ramah disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch, and he says the following. He says, number one, if you're dealing with a game of chance, not a game of skill. So a person in a game of skill, he believes he's going to win. So the person believes he's going to win. He doesn't really give the money wholeheartedly because he doesn't believe he's going to lose. If you're dealing with a game of the chance, it's totally beyond your control. People are playing dice. There's no control over dice. So over there, there's no skill. A game of cards, a person believes he has a certain amount of skill, he's going to win. But a game of chance, totally a game of chance. So then the Ramah says that, number one, if you meet that criteria, we can say possibly it's not considered gzela. He says the second criteria that he has to say that it has to be that the person have taken the money, and it's not a case of collecting a chayv. You may not collect the debt, but if the person puts the money up front there, you're allowed to, that's the second criteria that he says you have to meet. So if it's a game of chance, and the money is placed up front, mizumanim, number two. And number three, he says that you put it on the table, the table has to belong to both people. So immediately after whoever wins, the ma'aseh kinyan is automatic. There's no act of being gaiva the chayv. Then the Ramah says, if you meet those three criteria, the money is not considered gzela to take it. So if a person would be betting between two people, and each of them have no idea what they're talking about, so it's not a game of skill at all. I have no knowledge. I don't know which team is going to win. I just for fun, we're doing it. So according to the Ramah, maybe you can make an argument. If a person believes he knows what he's talking about, so then according to the Ramah, it's going to be awesome. So I think I pointed out 2 years ago, some Amonim Shach. If the guy knows what he's talking about, he can't do it. If he doesn't know what he's talking about, why are you wasting your time doing it anyway? So you have the monosha. But even if it's a situation of a chance, it's only much if the money is there up front, and it's in a mokum where there'd be a kinyan. Just want to touch on maybe this year, just to touch on two other areas which come up in halacha, which have this question, similar type of issue. One question which is raised is lotteries. Getting involved in a lottery. Is a lottery considered gambling? Why isn't it considered gambling? So this question was discussed on the Pesach Eretz Yisrael in regards to the Mifal HaPayis. They wanted to create the Israeli state lottery. Rav Avadya Yosef paskins that it's also even according to the Ramah. He holds it's Isser Gomer to you can put money, you just can't win. So if you win, you can't take the money. So obviously that's no reason to want to buy a ticket if you can't win. And it's also for the state to take the money. So he holds it's a problem on both ends. Rav Avadya Hadei actually paskins it was a mutter. It's based on Machloikis. In regards to a case of doing it for the purpose of tzedakah, not for the purpose of winning a lottery, people want to buy a raffle in a tzedakah organization. So you have the same issue. So the winner, they point out, the winner receives the item. The item belongs to the tzedakah organization they're giving it to. There's no problem for the winner to take the item because it's the organization giving it to you. The question is, can the organization take the money? Why are they allowed to take the money? People are giving the money in order they want to win, and you have this problem. So the person talking about You're dealing with Issa Drabanan for the purpose of Staka. There are certain cases where you're going to be Matarit. So being involved in a raffle for the purpose of Staka is putting money in to buy a raffle for the purpose of Staka is going to be permitted. Now there, which comes an interesting question, is stocks. Why isn't buying stocks, commodities, all these futures, all these things, why isn't that gambling? Why isn't it going to the halachic issue of gambling? So actually, some poskim say that it does. There's a taz in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Tes. It says in a case where the people know what they're buying, so it's not considered an issue of gambling. You're buying it. You know what you're buying. The person has no idea what he's buying. He's buying his derivatives. He has no idea what he's buying. So according to the way the taz is understood, if neither the buyer nor the seller knows what they're talking about, the lachas is considered gambling, and it's also to do with the taz. There's a machloek if a case where if the buyer knows what he's talking about and he's selling it, even though the seller knows what he's talking about, the buyer doesn't know what he's talking about, that's a machloekus. But in a case where you have two people dealing with something, they're not sure exactly what this thing means, exactly how it works and what it is, etc., you should know it isn't a halachic issue. Potentially, if you're dealing with two Jews, one selling and one's buying, you would have a problem of the issue of gambling. It is an issue. Obviously, somebody has a local message, Shiloh, please, you have to discuss it directly with your rabbi. Okay, have a good morning.